Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
PFF NFL Daily today, discussing some key players missing time, both short and long term. Here, Sam, a lot of NFL news to get through here on the PFF NFL Daily. So, let's start with Mike Evans, one game suspension in a big game going up against the Green Bay Packers this weekend. The Tampa Bay Bucks are 2-0. The Packers are 1-1. Both of these teams will probably be there at the end, battling for that number one seed, battling for home. Field advantage, I think, is the word I'm looking for. Good speaking, Steve. What does Mike Evans' suspension mean for this week with the Bucs in this big game?
Did you find out who upheld the suspension? Because it was supposed to go to Derek Brooks, but you were telling me it didn't. It went somewhere else.
Let's find out. It was not Bucs legend Derek Brooks.
My initial reaction to the whole Evans suspension thing. Well, the first thing is, of course, he should be suspended, right? He's basically started a fight for the third time in the course of an NFL game against the Saints.
Doesn't count.
So, I'm absolutely fine with the idea that he got a one-game suspension, even though, as he says, it's Tom Brady. What did you expect me to do?
It was James Thrash.
Oh, there you go. My only comment on the process is how absolutely insane it was that the guy that handed down the suspension, the original John Runyon, is the father of his upcoming opponent, John Runyon Jr., the second, just John Runyon again. They don't appear to have he doesn't have a 2.0 or whatever. But the fact that the NFL was cool with that conflict of interest is wild to me. And then apparently the original sort of appeals arbiter, if it was going to go that way, was Derek Brooks, a former Bucks legend. So they have at least recognized that having him appeal to a former Bucks legend as a current Bucks legend was a little bit silly. And now you end up, now all of a sudden neither of these two teams have any wide receivers to play with in this game.
Yeah, so the Bucs right now, we talked all offseason about Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, really good starting point. You add Russell Gage, and then they add Julio Jones via Instagram DM. Another Instagram DM has led to Cole Beasley being there, so it looks like he'll be active for this game. But the Bucs are really piecing it together. Evans is out. Evans crushed the Packers in the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago. He's a very good wide receiver. He does disappear at times against the Saints. But against the Packers, Evans has had success. So that is a big loss for the Bucs. Chris Godwin probably going to be out again. Julio Jones still battling a knee injury. That leaves Russell Gage as a guy that's already battled his own injuries. And maybe Cole Beasley just stepping right in to go with Scotty Miller as the receivers for the Bucs. So it's Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. Packers have their own receiving issues, but the Bucs certainly do this week without Mike Evans in one of the biggest games of the season.
And Gage feels like he should be able to step up and have a big role, but he's been like AWOL, in the game plan so far for the first couple of weeks. So it's kind of like we need to see evidence that Brady will actually go with him as a number one receiver, because it hasn't happened so far. It is a big loss for Green Bay because Mike Evans is that consistent big threat for the Bucs offense, and they're going up against one of the best coverage units in the league.
All right, so the Bucs dealing with Mike Evans, suspended. There's another suspension for one of the top teams, Willie Gay, linebacker, four-game suspension for the Kansas City Chiefs. A guy that I feel like every time you watch the Chiefs play, the guy just, jumps off the screen. Incredible athleticism. He makes some of the better short area coverage plays I've seen from any linebacker. His ability to just close on the ball. He's not a perfect player. He's never even been an exceptional from a grading standpoint, but does seem like he's a guy that the Chiefs have been counting on and has been coming into his own here as he's getting into his career.
Yeah, as a draft prospect, he had incredible grades in coverage and had, you know, off-the-charts athleticism. And you're like, oh, he's going to become the new prototype in today's NFL. And it hasn't quite happened yet, but at least it looks like it's getting closer. You know, he's moving in that direction, and he's making a lot more of those coverage plays you talked about, both the short stuff underneath, but he's also really good at getting in, throwing lanes, and has the kind of range to close those windows and make those throws a lot more difficult for opposing quarterbacks. And I also think just he complements really well with Nick Bolton. Like, as a duo, they're a really good linebacker pairing. So, you know, this is something that came from an incident that happened months ago, and it's just finally worked its way through the, like, the process, such as it is. But that's a big blow for Kansas City. It's obviously not one that they can't overcome, and it's not insurmountable or anything, but that's an important player to lose for them.
Willie Gay, so far, poor run defense grade, but very good in coverage over the last 3 years. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and 20 times your entry if you hit on all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Sign up now. Use the promo code PFFDAILY at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app on the app stores at the app store to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure you check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but it's also where you play. You don't want to miss out on this. All right, other news and notes around the NFL, Sam. Taylor Lewan, a big loss for the Tennessee Titans. They're starting left tackle. We already had questions at right tackle coming in. They've been okay there so far, but left tackle Taylor Lewan, unfortunately, the last few years of his career, a lot of injuries, has been on and off the field. He's going to be out for the season. Even though he was criticizing PFF with some lies this offseason, we still don't want to see Taylor Lewan hurt, and it's going to be a big loss for the Titans.
No, and he was playing well to start the season as well. Hadn't given up a pressure in, I can't say two games, in the time he played before he went down hurt. So what is it, 40 pass blocking snaps, no pressure, the best pass blocking grade on the team when it comes to offensive linemen. I still don't think it's 100% confirmed that he's out for the year, but the reports are that they fear he's gone for the season, which is generally, it tends not to happen where it goes the other way. You know, once it's out there that the team expects him to be gone for the year, it's almost certainly just a case of waiting for the confirmation medically that that's 100% the case, and you know, we get to confirm it. So it's a big problem for them, because the Titans' offensive line had actually kind of outperformed expectations, maybe. They looked like they were in trouble when Dylan Raiduns was going to step in and be the right tackle, and he'd only been poor in limited snaps. But then the rookie Nicholas Petit-Frere steps in training camp and preseason and looks pretty good. Okay, he struggled last week, but he looks like he's actually going to be a reasonably capable right tackle for them. And then all of a sudden you look at the rest of the group, and it's like Nate Davis is continuing to develop and is becoming a pretty good guard now, or a good guard. And you're kind of, you know, it's actually a pretty good unit left to right. But then you take Taylor Lewan out of that, and now you've got to go to, like, Dennis Daly at left tackle, and it's just, I mean, it's a big drop-off. Like, Dennis Daly has played fewer snaps than Taylor Lewan now, and he's already given up 6 pressures, you know, and has a pass blocking grade of 14.5. Like, that's a big blow for an offense that's already reeling a little bit from the first couple of weeks and could really use a way of sort of getting themselves back on track.
Yeah, Daly struggled mightily in pass protection, as you mentioned, in relief of Taylor Lewan on Monday night against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills incredible right now. Their pass rush, yeah, you know, going up against Von Miller and company, it's not going to be easy. But Daly, not much better last year. 36 pass blocking grade, and his other full season, 2019 as a rookie, 47.9 pass blocking grade. So, much like the Titans have built over the last couple of years, they've struggled in pass protection, that offensive line. They've been much better in the run game. But like the other night, if they're under pressure, Ryan Tannehill's a different quarterback. You can't be having that. And that's going to be it's a challenge for the Titans, who already had their own other challenges, trying to replace A.J. Brown, trying to replace the explosive offense. You have Derrick Henry maybe not looking as quick and explosive as he was before his injury last season. So 0-2 Titans in trouble, and it gets a little bit worse with Taylor Lewan officially out for the season.
Yeah, Derrick Henry hasn't looked great so far this season. I think it's difficult to determine how much of that is him and how much of it is the blocking, even though as a group they've kind of run blocked okay. Joe Thomas, you know, former Browns legend, current Browns legend, I guess, talked to us about this on the main podcast, which is like everybody needs to do their job for a run play to go well and for Derrick Henry to have 5 yards of open space and then be able to turn that into 10 yards of gain or even more. And even though they're grading well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's all happening on the same play. You know, 4 out of 5 guys might be grading well in the same play, but if the 5th guy is losing, Derrick Henry's getting met, you know, by a body in the hole, and he's not going anywhere. So I think that's one of the challenges they're facing right now, is trying to figure out if Derrick Henry is going to get back to being King Henry, or if the blocking needs to improve, because right now just nothing is functioning for Tennessee.
Just a few of the key losses around the NFL: Mike Evans, Willie Gay, and Taylor Lewan. It's a PFF NFL Daily.